Why did Avram have to pick up and leave? Why did God have to tell him, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimuladcha mi'beis avicha al'artz asher areka? Why did God have to take him out of Haran? According to the Medrash, Avram was doing great things in Haran. He and Sarah were busy teaching and spreading the word of God to all the people in Haran. And it seems like they were successful. And perhaps even the fact that the Medrash points out that Nimrod was so unhappy with him should tell you that he probably was doing a good job. So why did he have to leave? So I want to share with you a very interesting idea. And I think the idea is something that's really relevant to each and every one of us. We all want to be the best that we can be. And the question is, how can we be the best that we can be? And I think environment plays a lot into it. There once was a Rav who wanted so badly to come back to his childhood stomping grounds to be the rabbi there. And when the pulpit finally opened, he wanted that job. And he sends his, whatever you would call a resume 200 years ago, he sent it to the community and said, please hire me. I know this place. We could do amazing things here. And he was rejected. And he went on to a different community. And he became a very, very successful Rav there. And later on in life, he kind of circled back to that community. It was like, it worked out for the best. But can you tell me, why didn't you hire me? It just hurt. You knew me. I knew you. We could have done things together. And what they said was, you know, we could never have made you the Rav, because everybody have always said, oh, that's the little boy who used to play marbles in the street. That's the little boy that used to do this, that, and the other thing. You would never have been able to achieve your full greatness here. Perhaps that's part of why Avram had to leave. God was telling Avram, so long as you stay where you are, your ceiling is high. But there are always going to be people that are going to say, ah, I remember when Avram was a little kid. Or you're going to have your chevra there. To be truly successful, you have to step away from all your past sometimes to step forward. Now, I don't mean that that's really true, that you have to step away from your past in order to be successful. But if your past has within it things that are detrimental to your success, that are detrimental to your growth, people that hang on to you, then you have to be able to let go of them sometimes. You see that often with kids that come back from Israel who were so successful in Israel, but they come back and they end up in the same place with the same chevra, and all of a sudden they're sliding backwards. And the answer is, yeah, because when they go back to where they came from, they can't continue to grow. I think that Avram teaches us that we do need to take a look at our environment and ask ourselves, is my environment conducive to my growth? And if it is, it's amazing. Then let me hold on to those people, because those people are keepers. But if there are people in my life that pull me back, that prevent me from being who I could be, who I want to be, who I should be, then those are the people that we have to look at really, really long and hard and say, maybe this is not for me. We will see, as we watch Avram over the next couple of parshios, other moments like that, where Avram has to break from the past in order to create the future that God wants for him. Have a great day.